massive amounts at the same time. And so you have people who have heart attacks, you have people who have strokes, and the rest of that because what's happening inside the brain, your body can't compensate for. So when you take ecstasy, it hooks on to the reuptake of serotonin, and it releases massive amounts of serotonin at the same time that gives you that light, floaty, airy, kind of dreamy type thing, like you're high and floating away. And people like that feeling. I've never liked it, but other people have. And so that's what they do. Marijuana. This is the big one for lots of people and kids, because a lot of people have this idea that marijuana is harmless. And they don't realize that it's not really harmless. Okay? So, here's what happens inside your brain. Up until the 1960s, we didn't know that there was a neurotransmitter that was exactly the same as the active ingredient in marijuana. We now call them cannabinoids. Okay? We didn't know that that was in the brain. How did we find out? We found out because lots of our servicemen who went to Vietnam smoked marijuana, hashish, and took drugs because they wanted to escape the horrors of war. Going to war, seeing friends, buddies, and other that, you know, killed, injured, you know, all the terrible things that happen in war, is hard for young 18, 19, and 20-year-old kids to take. Their brain, prefrontal cortex, the rest of that, it's not all done wiring itself. And so you see very traumatic things as a young person, and you want to escape the horrors of war, and so you use drugs and alcohol. And almost all soldiers at one time or another in Vietnam and other wars use something to numb the pain and forget about the war for a while. It happened in World War II. They took opiates in World War II. They took methamphetamine in World War II. They used massive amounts of alcohol. Guys would go on leave and they would get drunk. Why? They're trying to mask what they had seen and had to do in war. Okay? So when the Vietnam War was going on, scientists wanted to know, why is it that our troops are turning from alcohol to marijuana? Was it because marijuana was plentiful in that part of the world? You know, what was it that was causing this? And they found, through research in the brain, that there was a chemical that was exactly the same as THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, and they call it a cannabinoid inside your brain. Now, what do these cannabinoids do? They basically do this. Whenever we are bombarded by a whole bunch of sensory information, when we have to have all kinds of stuff coming